The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Dummies Guide to Golf, where we take a deep dive into the top LPGA golfers, covering everything there is to know about them. I will also be taking a dip into the absurd pay difference of an LPGA tournament versus a PGA tournament. Welcome to episode 2, Dummies Guide to Golf. I'm your host, DJ Birdie, and today we're focusing on one of the best golfers in the world, Lydia Ko. She became a superstar as a teenager, faced tough times, and then made an amazing comeback. Let's get into her story because it's so incredible, and honestly, as a youth golfer myself, she's been someone I've pretty much looked up to for a while, and her story is just so amazing, and she's just a great golfer in general. Firstly, Lydia Ko was born on April 24th, 1997 in Seoul, South Korea, but she moved to New Zealand when she was young. I think that's a pretty crazy move from South Korea to New Zealand. I'm sure it was very different for her. She started playing golf at 5 and was just natural. Her coach, Guy Wilson, saw her talent early, and she quickly became one of the best junior golfers in the world. At 12 years old, she had already won a big tournament in New Zealand. At 14, she made history by winning the Canadian Women's Open, making her the youngest golfer ever to win an LPGA Tour event. That is just incredible and insane to know. Like, just coming from a youth golfer, that's like a dream of mine, and she was able to do it at just 14 years old, which is insane. And that was just the beginning. Lydia continued to dominate the amateur circuit, winning tournaments around the world. She won the Australian Women's Amateur and multiple New Zealand Amateur Championships, proving she was more than just a rising star. She was already playing at a professional level before even turning pro. That, I'm just at a loss of words just saying that. She's an absolutely amazing player, and her being able to do that in her teens, that was my biggest dream as a kid, and she's just absolutely dominating it, which is just such an amazing thing to see. Next up, Lydia turned pro in 2013 at just 16 years old. It didn't take her long to become the best female golfer in the world. At just 16, can you imagine being a pro in any sport? That's just absolutely incredible. And she made it look easy. In 2015, at 17 years old, she became the youngest player ever, man or woman, to reach number one in the world rankings. Can you just imagine being the best in the world at 17 years old? 17. A lot of her opponents are 10 plus years older than her. That's just incredible, honestly. She won several tournaments, including two major championships, the 2015 Evian Championship and the 2016 ANA Inspiration, which, I mean, once again, that's brilliant, amazing. She's just a super calm and collective golfer. Her swing was so smooth. Her putting is absolutely incredible. And if you like watch Lydia play, she never seems to get nervous. She keeps it so collective on the course, which is amazing. And she just goes out there and she makes it look easy. She dominated the whole course. She dominated her opponents. She dominated the game. One of her most impressive victories came at the 2015 Evian Championship, where she shot a final round of 63, the lowest ever by a major champion at that time. If you know anything about golf, you know a 63 is crazy, especially at the age of 17, which is just wow. I mean, I wish I could be shooting a 63 at my age. Wow. Incredible. That's all I have to say. This victory cemented her place among the greats, and she followed it up with multiple tournament wins the following year, which she's just very steady, very calm, and she keeps it collective out there, which is a really good thing to see for us women. But unfortunately, things aren't always easy all the time, and things don't stay easy all the time. After winning so much in 2015 and 16, Lydia unfortunately started to struggle. She changed coaches, she changed caddies, and she even changed her swing. But nothing was working out for her. From 2017 to 2020, she wasn't winning as much as she was in 2015 and 2016, and people were starting to wonder if she had peaked too soon and if she was ever going to be able to get back to that winning streak she had. But as we all know, golf is such a tough game, and being a child star comes with a lot of pressure. Even though she still had good moments, she wasn't the unstoppable force that we knew she was and that she used to be. She went from being a dominant world number one to struggling to make cuts in tournaments, which just watching her, you know that's not like her, and just a sad moment to see. Critics started to speculate whether she had lost her passion or if constant changes in her team had disrupted her consistency, which we tend to see that with a lot of pros where passion kind of starts to come in, they start to lose it. A lot of them start to gain it back, but oftentimes most athletes tend to lose it, unfortunately. But as we know, great athletes don't just give up. In 2021, Lydia won her first LPGA Tour event in 3 years at the LOT Championship, which is a huge moment for her confidence. Regaining all that back, I'm sure that win really, really helped her out. Then, in 2022, not much long after, she had one of the best seasons of her career. She won multiple tournaments, including the CME Group Tour Championship, and was named LPGA Player of the Year. We saw she proved that she still had what it takes to compete at the highest level. At that point, nothing could bring her down after that major comeback that we all witnessed she had, which is absolutely incredible to come off of so many losses. One key to her comeback was a return to a more natural playing style. She stopped overthinking her swing, mechanics, and you could see she started to play with more confidence like she was in 2015 to 2016. She also credited her renewed mindset to personal growth off the course, including she got married in 2022, which is huge. Congratulations to her on that. That's absolutely amazing in life. She also added a more balanced life seemed to translate to better performances on the golf course, which I think that speaks for itself there. Pretty self-explanatory. It kind of helps everything around you, not even just golf. Just having a balanced life can translate to a lot of things. Now we're going to go into Lydia Ko's 2024 season. Her 24 season stands as a testament to her resilience and exceptional talent, marking one of the most successful years in her career. Ko began the year on a high note by clinching the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions in January. This victory not only marked her 20th career LPGA title, but also set the tone for a season filled with remarkable achievements, which is, once again, just amazing. The big part of Ko's 2024 season came in August during the Paris 2024 Summer Olympics. On August 10th, she secured the gold medal in women's golf, completing her collection of Olympic medals. Silver in 2016, she had bronze in 2021, and to top it all off, she finally got that gold in 2024. Let's go. This is extraordinary feat made her the only golfer in the modern era to achieve all three medals across three different Olympic games, which, if you guys know anything about golf and the Olympics and just the competition, that's absolutely amazing to go through all three medals.
The gold medal victory also qualified her for the induction into the LPGA Hall of Fame, making her the 35th and the youngest inductee, which, that's just a wow moment. That's absolutely amazing for her. Just 2 weeks after her Olympic triumph, Ko continued her stellar form by winning the AIG Women's Open at the historic Old Course at St. Andrews. If you guys know St. Andrews, that is a beautiful course, and holy, is it difficult. This victory made her third major championship title and underscored her status as one of the game's elite players. Lydia Ko's 2024 season was just absolutely remarkable, and it was amazing. From starting the year with a significant tournament win to achieving gold Olympic medal, earning a major championship, and being inducted into the LPGA Hall of Fame, Ko demonstrated exceptional skill, resilience, and hell of passion for the game. Her achievements throughout the season have solidified her legacy as one of the golf's all-time greats. If you haven't watched Lydia Ko, I really recommend just going and just taking your time out of the day and just go watch her. You can learn a lot from her, whether that's how to stay calm on the course, different ways she has confidence, or even just watch her swing. It's amazing. She's one of the best for a reason. She won gold for a reason. She's won all these championships for a reason. She's an absolute, just incredible player. Now let's take a step into her 2025 season. So far, as of March 5th, 2025, Lydia Ko has participated in three tournaments during the 2025 LPGA Tour season. She made the cut in all three events and secured one victory out of three. Her scoring average stands at a 69.4, and she has earned over $400,000, placing her first on the money list. Notably, Ko clinched the title at the HSBC Women's World Championship in Singapore on March 2nd, 2025. This victory marked her 23rd career LPGA win and propelled her to second place on the LPGA Tour's all-time money list. And that would be a total of $20 million. She's now trailing behind Annika Sorenstam, who so far has $22 million in career earnings, which I wish I had that much money from tournaments. That's incredible. That's a dream for me personally. And, you know, that's just absolutely amazing. In her other two starts this season, Ko finished outside the top 10, unfortunately, but she did demonstrate a lot of consistent performance by making the cut in both events. Overall, Lydia Ko's 2025 season has begun on a positive note, highlighted by her recent victory and her ascent on all-time earnings list. So I think that's going to conclude today with everything we've talked about. Just going over everything, personally, I think Lydia Ko is a great golfer. I love watching her. She's super fun to watch. She makes it look really easy. And if you guys are looking for a new golfer to watch right now, I'd definitely say pay attention to Lydia Ko. She is outstanding and just overall amazing. I'm just at a loss of words for her. So thank you for tuning in on episode 2. I hope to see you next time on episode 3.